You're listening to SBS News.
Manal al-Sharif was a driving force behind reversing Saudi Arabia's ban on female drivers and was set to fly back to her homeland from Australia before the ban is lifted on June the 24th. But now she says she has cancelled her flights, believing she could be arrested upon arrival.
I'm never afraid of going back to my country. I think being outside jail and speaking up will be more beneficial, I think, to the cause than being in Saudi Arabia and in jail. I was really hopeful and I really wanted to go and get my Saudi driver's license. It's devastating and I'm surprised and I don't understand why this is happening.
Ms. Al-Sharif says her suspicions were heightened by reports that a group of fellow activists in Saudi Arabia, including three women, have been arrested. They have reportedly been accused of undermining the country's stability and working with foreign powers.
These women right now are facing a smearing campaign against them, a defamation campaign where their pictures are posted online with the word traitor. The one is pulling the strings are people working in the government, people working in the Ministry of Interior. It's a very clear message to shut down those women who speak up. So all these signs are not good signs if the government is really promoting that we are new Saudi, we are with human rights, we are with reforms, we are supporting women empowerment. Pretty much what they're doing right now is sending the wrong message.
Amnesty International is demanding the immediate release of those jailed, saying the smear campaign is an extremely worrying development and unjustifiable. It has been 7 years since Ms. Al-Sharif first drove a car in protest. Since then, she has quit her job and left her country. But even in Australia, she says, she has received death threats from people unhappy with the changes about to occur back home. She says the threats have been reported to New South Wales Police.
My friend, she said she reported them to New South Wales Police, people from Sydney threatening me. And I'm used to it, so it's not the first time. I really don't care about the online trolls. For me, they're just fake.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud has been widely praised for his social reforms in the country. But Amnesty International says his promises are falling flat amid an intensifying crackdown on dissent. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.